This is Breaking Good, a Teen Wolf fanfic, written by Kellifer Fick and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, contains the pairing Derek Hale-style Stilinski, with additional tags for Banff styles, tattoos, future fic. Derek still hasn't gotten used to the way Styles looks now. He appreciates the reason for the whorls and swirls of color and pattern. Anything that keeps them safe, that keeps Styles safe, is A-okay with him. It's just a little hard to think of the fragile, sarcastic 16-year-old Styles he once knew and reconcile it with this harder, more powerful version. "Relax, I know what I'm doing," Styles says, sliding Derek an exasperated look. It reminds Derek so strongly of the Styles of old that he almost physically aches with it. He can't help blaming himself for the way Styles has had to change, had to grow and harden. "I know," Derek says, trying to communicate in just those two words how much he trusts Styles, that Styles can hold his life in the palm of his hand and he's going to be certain that he'll come out of it unscathed on the other side. Gone is the Styles that was reckless, that would land them in trouble as soon as pry them out of it. Styles brings his palms together, and the gold and black lettering on his arms and hands starts to glow faintly. Derek has to look away, because the lines shift on his skin and it makes his eyes hurt, his breath shallow out. There's a palpable sensation of power that pulses from Styles now, banked usually, but roaring when he works. Styles turns to him, offers another slightly crooked grin, and then waves his hands, indicating that Derek should turn around. Derek does, showing his vulnerable back, the scars that break the Triskelion tattoo, his last gift from Laura. Deaton had been unable to heal the scars inflicted by the Forest Witch, who knew just where to hit him, where it would hurt the worst. Styles' hands land on his shoulders, and Derek tenses, trying not to flinch. There's a feeling of warmth, of shifting, like sand disappearing beneath his feet. Styles' breath is on the nape of his neck, making the wolf curl and ready itself to spring, barely able to resist the urge to fight when so vulnerable. But Derek stamps it down with effort. "Okay, done," Styles says. His voice sounds wrecked, and his hands don't so much lift off as slide away. And then Derek is turning quickly enough to catch him when Styles slumps, weakly laughing and shaky. "Ooh, that hasn't happened in a while." "Is it?" Derek asks, but he doesn't really need to confirm if what Styles did worked, when he sees the way Styles is grinning, despite the pallor of his skin. Styles kind of flails in the direction of the couch, and Derek drops him carefully onto it. "Bathroom, mirror, you can see," Styles offers, dropping an arm over his eyes and shifting a little so he sinks deeper into the couch. "Oof," he protests, when Derek lands on him, curling around his body. "I don't need to see. I know you fixed it," Derek says. Likes the way Styles' eyes light up, because he doesn't need to check for himself. The end.